家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群3317640 3317640。今天呢是清明节假期，我们会给大家播出 TED Talk 的内容，希望对大家的雅思和托福学习有所帮助。我们今天请来的嘉宾老师是UEI 学校的壮壮老师，老师好。
Hello everybody. And just so we know more about death and life, today's topic is life that doesn't end with death.
原来有一些生命啊它并没有随着死亡而消失。
对，所以呢这个适逢清明节呢，我们就把这一段的 TED Talk 呈现给大家。The speaker is by the name of Kelly Swazi, and in Tana Toraja, weddings and births are the social gatherings that knit society together. In this part of Indonesia, big raucous funerals form the center of social life.Anthropologist Kelly Swazi takes a look at this culture in which the bodies of dead relatives are cared for even years after they have passed. While it sounds strange to Western sensibilities, she says, this could actually be a truer reflection of the fact that relationships with loved ones don't simply end when breathing does.啊、这一段呢其实讲话的人他是一个人类学家 Anthropologist、人类学家呢他所研究的其中一部分内容呢就是习俗，这个人类学家他说呢，其实生命结束之后在印度尼西亚的一个地区呢他的这个遗体还被众亲戚们继续保留，所以说呢人与人之间的关系呢并不是说呼吸停止了这个人之间的关爱就截止了，它还是继续持续的。好，然后这里边碰到了一个词就是 reflection。 reflection 呢大家知道有反镜子的反向啊，映像的作用，映像的这个含义，还有一个就是思考，所以大家会思考 something, when the people reflect on something, or it's a reflection of something, that means people think about something, and start to find out more ideas, 啊。在思考的过程中呢，也可以英文用 reflection 这个词。那我们谈到这个丧葬习俗，现在都讲究环保形式去处理遗体啊，那么有树葬啊，海葬啊，火葬啊，对吧？好，那我们今天听的这一段呢，看看印度尼西亚的这个部分是怎样对于亲人的遗体去进行持续的这个感情的表达。
我们来听一下这一段演讲录音。
I think it's safe to say that all humans will be intimate with death at least once in their lives. But what if that intimacy began long before you faced your own transition from life into death?What would life be like if the dead literally lived alongside you? In my husband's homeland, in the highlands of Sulawesi Island in eastern Indonesia, there is a community of people that experience death not as a singular event, but as a gradual social process. In Tana Toraja, the most important social moments in people's lives, the focal points of social and cultural interaction,are not weddings or births or even family dinners, but funerals. So these funerals are characterized by elaborate rituals that tie people in a system of reciprocal debt based on the amount of animals, pigs, chickens, and most importantly, water buffalo, that are sacrificed and distributed in the name of the deceased. So this cultural complexSurrounding death, the ritual enactment of the end of life has made death the most visible and remarkable aspect of Toraja's landscape. Lasting anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, funeral ceremonies are a raucous affair where commemorating someone who's died is not so much a private sadness, but more of a publicly shared transition.And it's a transition that's just as much about the identity of the living as it is about remembrance of the dead. So every year, thousands of visitors come to Tanataraja to see, as it were, this culture of death. And for many people, these grandiose ceremonies and the length of the ceremonies are somehow incommensurable with the way that we face our own mortality in the West. So even as we share death as a universal experience, it's not experienced the same way the world over. And as an anthropologist, I see these differences in experience being rooted in the cultural and social worlds through which we define the phenomena around us. So where we see an unquestionable reality, death as an irrefutable biological condition, Trajans see the expired corporeal form as part of a larger social genesis. So again, the physical cessation of life is not the same as death. In fact, a member of society is only truly dead when the extended family can agree upon and marshal the resources necessary to hold a funeral ceremony that is considered appropriate in terms of resources for the status of the deceased. And this ceremony has to take place in front of the eyes of the whole community with everyone's participation. So after a person's physical death, their body is placed in a special room in the traditional residence, which is called the tongkonan. And the tongkonan is symbolic not only of the family's identity, but also of the human life cycle from birth to death. So essentially the shape of the building that you're born into is the shape of the structure which carries you to your ancestral resting place. Until the funeral ceremony, which can be held years after a person's physical death, the deceased is referred to as to makala, a sick person, or to mama, a person who is asleep. And they continue to be a member of the household. They are symbolically fed and cared for, and the family at this time will begin a number of ritual injunctions which communicates to the wider community around them that one of their members is undergoing the transition from this life into the afterlife known as Puya. So I know what some of you must be thinking right now. Is she really saying that these people live with the bodies of their dead relatives? And that's exactly what I'm saying. But instead of giving in to this sort of visceral reaction we have to this idea of proximity to bodies, proximity to death, or how this notion just does not fit into our very biological or medical sort of definition of death, I like to think about what the Trajan way of viewing death encompasses of the human experience that the medical definition leaves out. I think that Trajans socially recognize and culturally express what many of us feel to be true, despite the widespread acceptance of the biomedical definition of death. And that is that our relationships with other humans, their impact on our social reality, doesn't cease with the termination of the physical processes of the body. That there's a period of transition as the relationship between the living and the dead is transformed, but not ended. So Trajans express this idea of this enduring relationship by lavishing love and attention on the most visible symbol of that relationship, the human body. So my husband has fond memories of talking to and playing with and generally being around his deceased grandfather. And for him, there is nothing unnatural about this. This is a natural part of the process as the family comes to terms with a transition in their relationship to the deceased. And this is the transition from relating to the deceased as a person who's living to relating to the deceased as a person who's an ancestor. And here you can see these wooden effigies of the ancestors. So these are people who have already been buried, already had a funeral ceremony. These are called tau tau. So the funeral ceremony itself embodies this relational perspective on death. It ritualizes the impact of death on families and communities. And it's also a moment of self-awareness. It's a moment when people think about who they are, their place in society, and their role in the life cycle in accordance with Tirajan cosmology. There's a saying in Tirajan that all people will become grandparents. And what this means is that after death, we all become part of the ancestral line that anchors us between the past and the present, and will define who our loved ones are into the future. So, essentially, we all become grandparents to the generations of human children that come after us. And this metaphor of membership in the greater human family is the way that children also describe the money that they invest in these sacrificial buffaloes that are thought to carry people's soul from here to the afterlife. And children will explain that they will invest the money in this because they want to repay their parents the debt for all of the years their parents spent investing and caring for them. But the sacrifice of buffalo and the ritual display of wealth also exhibits the status of the deceased, and by extension, the deceased's family. So at funerals, relationships are reconfirmed but also transformed in a ritual drama that highlights the most salient feature about death in this place: its impact on life and the relationships of the living. So all of this focus on death doesn't mean that Tirajans don't aspire to the ideal of a long life. They engage in many practices thought to confer good health and survival to an advanced age. But they don't put much stock in efforts to prolong life in the face of debilitating illness or in old age. It's said in Tirajan that everybody has sort of a predetermined amount of life. It's called the sunga. And like a thread, it should be allowed to unspool to its natural end. So by having death as a part of the cultural and social fabric of life, people's everyday decisions about their health and health care are affected. The patriarch of my husband's maternal clan, Nenek Pacha, is now approaching the age of 100 as far as we can tell. And there are increasing signs that he is about to depart on his own journey for Puya, and his death will be greatly mourned. But I know that my husband's family looks forward to the moment when they can ritually display what his remarkable presence has meant to their lives, when they can ritually recount his life's narrative, weaving his story into the history of their community. His story is their story. His funeral songs will sing them a song about themselves. And it's a story that has no discernible beginning, no foreseeable end. It's a story that goes on long after his body no longer does. People ask me if I'm frightened or repulsed by participating in a culture where the physical manifestations of death greet us at every turn. But I see something profoundly transformative in experiencing death as a social process and not just a biological one. In reality, the relationship between the living and the dead has its own drama in the U.S. healthcare system, where decisions about how long to stretch the thread of life are made based on our emotional and social ties with the people around us, not just on medicine's ability to prolong life. We, like the Tirajans, base our decisions about life on the meanings and the definitions that we ascribe to death. So I'm not suggesting that anyone in this audience should run out and adopt the traditions of the Tirajans. Might be a little bit difficult to put into play in the United States. But I want to ask what we can gain from seeing physical death not only as a biological process, but as part of the greater human story. What would it be like to look on the expired human form with love? Because it's so intimately a part of who we all are. If we could expand our definition of death to encompass life, we could experience death as part of life. And perhaps face death with something other than fear. Perhaps one of the answers to the challenges that are facing the U.S. healthcare system, and particularly in the end-of-life care, is as simple as a shift in perspective. And the shift in perspective in this case would be to look at the social life of every death. It might help us recognize that the way we limit our conversation about death to something that's medical or biological is reflective of a larger culture that we all share of avoiding death, being afraid of talking about it. If we could entertain and value other kinds of knowledge about life, including other definitions of death, it has the potential to change the discussions that we have about the end of life. It can change the way that we die. But more importantly, it could transform the way that we live. Kuresubanga.
好，这一段听完之后呢，我觉得有一部分的节选，不妨我和 Larry 再给大家放慢速度啊，比较难，咱们来再继续讲解一下。
好嘞。
好。So every year, thousands of visitors come to Tanatoraja to see, as it were, the sculpture of death. 至于当地的在东部印度尼西亚，它的这个丧葬习俗是怎么样的呢？咱们来把它仔细拆解来听一下。In my husband's homeland in the highlands of Sulawesi Island in eastern Indonesia, there is a community of people that experience death not as a singular event, but as a gradual social process.
原来啊，在这个演讲者的家乡，她丈夫的那个家乡啊，当地的人们，他们有一个习俗，就是说他们不认为死亡是一个单独的事件，而认为死亡是一个逐渐过渡的一个社会的过程。
In Tanatoraja, the most important social moments in people's lives, the focal points of social and cultural interaction are not weddings or births or even family dinners, but funerals.
哦，原来在人们平时的社交活动中呢，你像平时这种像这个
婚丧嫁娶哈，
像婚丧嫁娶。其中最重要的居然是葬礼 ,funeral 是当地最重要的一个社交活动。
So these funerals are characterized by elaborate rituals that tie people in a system of reciprocal debt based on the amount of animals, pigs, chickens, and most importantly, water buffalo that are sacrificed and distributed in the name of the deceased.
他提了一个挺好玩的词儿，叫做 rituals。rituals 就是一系列的行动、习俗、一个流程。你比如说像中国是吧？大年二十三怎样？二十七怎样？大年二十八什么祭灶王爷呀、啊？什么糖瓜粘呐、啊？这些东西都是 rituals， 是仪式。哎，他说呢，这些 funerals 呢是 characterized by elaborate rituals， 所以这些仪式会是怎样的呢？就是很花哨的，特别细致的，特别繁琐的这么一些仪式。
嗯，
然后这些仪式呢 tie people in a system， 啊，他把人们都凝结在一个体系里边。
没错。
而且这个 system 是什么样的呢？ The system of reciprocal debt， 相互之间呢是互相欠债欠人情的这么一个体系。
哦。
啊，他这个 debt 怎么去衡量的这个债务？就是你所哎，以这个去世的人的名义向这个亲戚邻里所发的这些个祭祀用的动物的数量，
嗯哼，
其中就包括
pigs, chickens, and most importantly, water buffalo 水牛。
哎，所以呢，你就是杀鸡宰羊祭祀，然后还要有水牛，最重要的这个衡量标志物就是这个水牛的数量。
And these animals are sacrificed and distributed in the name of the deceased。
杀鸡宰羊去做祭祀，英文就叫 sacrifice，所以就叫牺牲。啊，当这个士兵在战场上牺牲的时候，也可以用 sacrifice， 或者人们牺牲了青春去为了一项事业去工作，也叫 sacrifice。那么这里边是把这个动物杀了去祭祀，也是 sacrifice。然后呢，就是 distributed 这个单词重音在 tree 上面是重音。
Distributed。
So this cultural complex surrounding death, the ritual.Enactment of the end of life has made death the most visible and remarkable aspect of Taraja's landscape.
所以这么复杂的这种社会文化的礼仪啊，它全部都是围绕着死亡而进行的啊，然后整个这些流程呢去执行出来呢啊，这个当然这个死亡本身就是生命的一系列的礼仪的最后一站了。啊，那么这些礼仪呢 has made the death most visible， 使得死亡这件事呢特别的显著，并且呢是 remarkable， 啊 ，remarkable 就是有重要的意义。它在什么地方有重要意义呢？就在这个地区啊，在 Taraja's landscape， 在这个社会里边有突出的意义。啊，那我觉得在中国的习俗来讲啊，人称喜事有红白喜事儿。两种
之分啊。
哎，也就是说呢，人家这个习俗里边认为死亡也是一种喜事儿。
特别是高寿的老人，他死亡90多岁、100多岁，那能活到那份上，那绝对是喜事儿。
哎，
嗯，
所以呢，咱们对于清明节来讲呢，讨论这个死亡这件事儿，说实在的还是很应景的。
没错。
大家之所以对死亡，大多数人都是持一个比较害怕、恐惧的态度，是因为什么呀？因为死亡之后的事儿它是未知的，所以大家对于未知的事儿天生就有一种
恐惧。
嗯，可是你看人家在这个印度尼西亚这一部分呢，他们对待死亡是又是另一番景象。好，接着呢，这个讲话者说 ，lasting anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, funeral ceremonies are a raucous affair where commemorating someone who's died.Is not so much a private sadness, but more of a publicly shared transition.
在当地呢，死亡并不是一个孤独的悲伤的事情，而是一个大家都要去分享的一个
过渡
或者过渡的一个社会的一个习俗。
没错，它不是一个私人的事儿。要像在中国吧，那就是谁家去世人什么的，大家还不太好打听，因为这是人家私事儿嘛，是 private。但是呢，你看在那个地方呢，其实就是很公开化的，有许多人参与的这么一个过渡阶段，并且呢，这个葬礼的持续呢，可以是从几天多达几周之久。
From a few days to a few weeks.
好 ,raucous 这个词已经这是我念到的第二遍了哈，我给大家拼一下。R-A-U-C-O-U-S。
吵吵嚷嚷的。
对，就是好多人乌泱乌泱的，然后就是大家都说话呀什么，就是那样一番景象。And it's a transition that's just as much about the identity of the living as it is about remembrance of the dead. 也就是说呢，整个的这个葬礼呢，它的这个过渡阶段呢，既是对于生者他的自身的身份认知一个强调，也是对于逝者的一个纪念，它是同等重要的。
嗯，当地有这样一个习俗，非常与众不同啊。
所以人类学家呢，就是研究这个事儿。
嗯，
好，那我们今天呢就是这些。如果大家想听这个回放呢，也可以上网站，是吧？
嗯，也可以加入我们的 QQ 群，获取这个回放的网址。我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640，是3317640，欢迎加入，获取更多的英语学习资料。那今天节目大致就这些，感谢大家收听，也谢谢壮壮老师陪伴。我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友
，money 娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Go play a video.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the worldOnly with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark.Playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like